Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Congressman Mike Thompson announced today that the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District will receive a $2 million grant to replace faulty water pipelines on the Samoa Peninsula. The money comes from the Federal Emergency Management Agency as a pre-disaster hazard mitigation grant and as a step in replacing antiquated but vital infrastructure. The Water District will replace more than 10,000 feet of 18-inch pipeline on the peninsula, a pipeline that serves more than 7,000 customers. The new pipe is made of a material that is more flexible and better suited to withstand a natural disaster such as an earthquake. Thompson also pointed out the efforts of Wes Chesbro and Noreen Evans in securing the funding, as well as the work of the engineering firm Winsler & Kelly. State Senator Noreen Evans has introduced a bill that would create a plan to develop long-term funding for California state parks. SB 1078 would utilize money currently owed to the State Lands Commission through delinquent rents and undervalued state land leases.
SB 1078 would require the State Lands Commission to reassess its existing leases, bring them up to market rates, and in fact start collecting rent that is due under the existing leases. Right now, there are several millions of dollars that was revealed by a state audit last year that shows State Lands Commission is not collecting market rate rents on property that's owned by the state of California.
There are 20 parks in Evans's district that are on the state closure list, and they will shut down on July 1st unless funding can be found to keep them open. The bill would keep the parks open through a loan from the general fund that would then be paid back through collection from the state lands commissions on past due monies. Sheriff's deputies from the community response team conducted a probation search at a residence in the 2100 block of Alder Grove Road in Arcata and another residence in the 2400 block of I Street and found marijuana, hash, meth, and cash. At the Alder Grove location, deputies found hundreds of growing plants, 200 pounds of processed weed, a half gram of cocaine, meth, and 451 grams of hash, along with $3,000 in cash and evidence of drug sales activity. At the I Street location, deputies found more processed weed and two handguns, one of which was reported stolen. Three men were arrested, 31-year-old probationer Colin Baldridge, 56-year-old Paul Cohen, and 37-year-old Jimmy Suma, all of whom lived at the Alder Grove location. The men were booked on several felony charges, including weapons possession, probation violations, and marijuana possession with intent to sell. And the North Coast has seen several home invasion robberies over the past few months, and the Mendocino Sheriff's Department may have caught four men before they managed to commit another. On Monday night, a resident of a collective marijuana farm in northern Mendocino County called 911 to report suspicious activity on the property. When deputies arrived, they contacted four men and report that three of the men appeared to be under the influence of methamphetamine. Deputies questioned the men, all from Sacramento, and after initially stalling, they admitted they had come to steal marijuana from the location. A search of their vehicle turned up burglary tools, a small amount of meth, a handgun, stocking caps, night vision devices, and duct tape. All four men, Stanley Smith, Jeremy Duncan, Daniel Mosbarger, and James Gloyd, were booked into jail on numerous charges, including criminal conspiracy and attempted robbery. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. It was just last week that four men burst into a residence in Salmon Creek and robbed the victims of approximately $4,000 in cash. All four men were dressed in ski masks and hoods with latex gloves on their hands during the robbery when they forced the victim to open a safe while threatening to kill him and his wife and burn their house down. Officials do not believe that incident is connected with the four men arrested in Mendocino County because in this case, the suspects drove a light-colored or white four-door sedan. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Caltrans staff will hold a public meeting tonight in Manila to present a feasibility study for improvements along Route 255 from Eureka to Arcata. The open house is an opportunity for the public to give their input into any improvements to be made along the route, and Caltrans Deputy District Director Cheryl Willis welcomes the public voice.
We're putting forward some scenarios, and they're pretty sweeping scenarios. We know that they need to be tweaked and moved around a little bit and fine-tuned. And so what we're really looking for is a lot of public input about perhaps, you know, is there other projects that we ought to be considering, other improvements that we ought to be considering, the improvements, the scenarios that we're putting forward, is there some things that we can move it around or make changes to it to make it more palatable?
The meeting will be held from 4:30 until 6:30 at the Manila Community Center, and visitors can see displays and ask questions of Caltrans staff following a brief overview. And State Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough will chair the 39th Annual Fisheries Forum at the State Capitol in Sacramento on Wednesday, February 22nd. It'll run from 9:30 until 5 in the evening. The Fisheries Forum allows those in the fishing and aquaculture industries to speak directly with lawmakers on issues critical to their interests. The forum will feature talks on salmon and steelhead trout, Dungeness crab, and other related topics, and speakers from State Fish and Game and the Marine Fisheries Service will also be present. The forum is open to the public and is free of charge. And that's your North Coast News on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.